Well, what's your running back situation look like with the injuries?
All of them are well, and they're all going to play, and they'll be 100%. I don't know yet.
You had us there for a minute.
I know it. We're evaluating today, and we'll probably have to evaluate the rest of the week.
Wade, you're number one in rushing, even though you have a couple, your top two running backs banged up. Does that speak at all that maybe sometimes a running back's not the most important part of a running game?
Well, the one running backs we have are pretty good. That's certainly a big part of it, but the Broncos have been running pretty good for a long time with a lot of different running backs. So, yeah, the offensive line has a lot to do with it.
How good is that offensive line you have from your experience in this game?
Well, they're pretty good. I mean, they can run block and pass block, and they're not weak in one area. I mean, sometimes you get good run blocking teams; they're not good pass protectors. But I think we utilize our size. We're a big group, but I think we utilize our size well. So it's a real good group. They work well together.
We talk about utilizing your size. Is this one of the more powerful lines you've been around? You've seen?
Oh yeah. Yeah, they are that. I mean, there's a lot of size, a lot of strength, and good movement for big people. So, we like them. And they've been playing together a little while.
Do you think that'll help Romo if you can keep the running game going like that?
Well, sure. I mean, it's always a help, when you're able to run the football. That puts the other team at a little disadvantage. If they don't know whether they're going to run it or pass it, they're worried about the run.
Can you talk about what that new stadium has done for the atmosphere? I know there's always enormous expectations, but with the Cowboys, but is there, a difference in the air because of the new stadium, different aura, more excitement, more pressure?
I think there's more excitement, sure. I mean, it's just, it's the best stadium in the world. I think it's by far the best stadium in the world, and that makes it pretty exciting just to go there. I think that's a big point.
Well, you've coached in both these cities. Would you say anyone?
I've coached in every one of them, I believe.
Would you say either one of these is more difficult on a quarterback from a fan standpoint, criticism standpoint?
No, I think most of the ones I've been in, it's the coach and the quarterback. That's the two guys that, of course, those two guys that they count their record, So, everybody else, they don't say the left guards, won 45 games and lost 35 or something. So, most cities are pretty much the same. It's a coach and a quarterback, and then if they don't do well, they fire the coach and keep the quarterback.
What is it like coaching in Dallas, though, and being in Dallas?
That's great. That's great for me. I'm from Texas. I grew up a Texas high school coach, so, it couldn't be a bigger dream than be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Do you think there is higher expectations there, though, than most NFL cities?
Oh, I think most cities feel like their team is really good, or should be better if they lose any. So I think there's high expectations everywhere, but I do think Denver and Dallas both, they expect a lot, and I think it helps the teams because they want to, they want to meet expectations. So I think that helps the teams be better overall, is just because they have a lot of pressure to do well, whereas, I have been in some places where they didn't care as much as the Denver fans or the Dallas fans as far as winning and losing.
What's your assessment of Ware so far? Wade, are people doing different things to him this year?
No, not really. They're going to double him probably. They're probably doubling him more than they have, certainly, but he's had a number of hits on the quarterback, and I think it's unrealistic to say you're going to get 20 sacks in a year. So we played a couple of teams You know, Tampa, I don't think has been sacked at all. They played the Giants last week, and the Giants didn't get a sack on them either. So, you know, I think that's part of it, too. I mean, he's getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. I don't think Denver's going to say, hey, you know, we don't have to put anybody on him or we don't have to double him some. I mean, he's still a significant force out there. So his sacks will come.
How do you break down that matchup between Ware and Clady? It seems like a pretty good one.
Yeah, Clady's a real good player, you know, and I think, you know, and a lot of it's certainly the quarterback getting rid of the ball. And, you know, Denver wasn't sacked any. I mean, they were the least sacked team in the league last year, so. And they look like they're the same way this year, so I don't expect a lot of sacks from anyone in this game.
What have you seen from the Denver defense in terms of what they can do against the run, and how do you feel like that matchup's going to go this weekend?
Well, they've been strong in every area, you know. So, you know, Mike Nolan, I know Mike real well. I mean, Mike and I were together in Denver, so he's done a great job with them, and they really changed the face of the team, I guess, as far as that's concerned. I mean, obviously they weren't very good here the last year or so, and now they look real strong. They've had some good additions, and I think the change has been good for them. And you know, I'm kind of a 3-4 guy myself, and I think Mike's done an excellent job with them.
Wade, you're calling defensive plays, right?
I am.
Are you enjoying that? Was that a hard decision to make?
It's something I feel like I need to do, so that's what we're doing.
Is it harder to divide up your day?
I don't know. I mean, it's maybe a little more time. Certainly more time on defense, but, you know, coaching's coaching. I mean, you know, you're there all day. You're there early in the morning and leave late at night, so. You work it in.